Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. In the book of Luke, Jesus interacted with a lot of people who were kind of on the fringes and people who are most likely to be labeled. And it really teaches us that in the same way that we need to live a life above that, that the love of Christ in us for others would change the way we interact. This story that we looked at was when Jesus entered the temple. It says this in chapter 19, verse 45. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it into a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple, and the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people who were seeking to destroy him were there, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. So you probably remember the story. I remember maybe as a young person hearing the story and thinking, now wait a second. So Jesus made like a little, like a stick with some cords on it and starts driving all the people out of the temple. What's up with that? Like, it seems like Jesus is very angry and he's upending everything. He's going ballistic, right? That doesn't seem like Jesus. And then as I got older and grew and, I started to learn that basically the leaders of the temple turned this whole thing into a money-making business. If you had money you wanted to bring, but you couldn't bring in the Roman money, you had to change it over into temple money, they would make money on that. So you would, wouldn't have the same exchange rate. If you wanted to bring or to do a sacrifice and you couldn't afford or you didn't have an animal to bring, you could just go there and you could purchase one. So there was a lot of commerce happening, and basically the people in the temple were getting rich off of the people, because the people, as part of their religious custom, were constantly coming and doing sacrifices, whether it be animals or money or whatnot. So they turned it into a money-making business. Jesus comes in and he's throwing it out, and he was angry, and he's, tossing all these people out. So the question then is, okay, is it sin to be angry? And I think that answer is obviously no. God is angry, and we see that many times in Scripture. Jesus is angry here. He's outraged. He's outraged that the place where people were supposed to come to connect to the Father, to pray, people who are come to get right with God, they turned it into a business, and they turned it into something that it wasn't supposed to be. And he's outraged. But that next line where it says that he continued to teach there in the temple, it really shows us something about how to handle your anger. That Christ, in the midst of his outrage, called out what was wrong, but continued to be there present to help people to see the truth. He didn't just point a finger, yell about it, and then move on. And I think we live in a culture where it's obvious that we have no problem pointing the finger at someone else and saying, look at how they do that. Look at how they act. Look at how they drive. Look at their behaviors. Look at how they vote. Look at their demonstrations. Look at their, and we have no problem kind of pointing the finger and screaming and yelling. I kind of liken it to that movie, Gran Torino, and you've probably seen the meme where it's Clint Eastwood as an old man, yelling at the kids on his lawn. And isn't it true that, kind of every generation has their Gran Torino guys, that look at these youngsters that don't have the right work ethic. They don't treat the world the same way. They need to, pull up their pants and get a job and stop living in their mom's basement. And it's just real easy as we get older to kind of look at the next generation and point our finger and say, you're not doing it like we did. We get outraged by the way society is changing around us, and outraged by the way that the morals are declining. We get outraged. I don't believe it's wrong to notice things that are wrong and be outraged by them. But I think the interesting part was that Jesus was there and he continued to teach. The passage right before this, he wept over the city of Jerusalem, longing to bring them in, to bring them close. That a true outrage with the heart of Christ is one in which we're trying to gather people to us, gather people to the Lord, not just pointing the finger and saying, look at how they act. God, I pray that you help us to have your heart, that to live a life above labels is to love people the way that you do. God, help us to we can notice the things that are wrong and be outraged by it, but at the same time, God, help us to love those who are as broken as we are, They just plays itself out differently, and we experience your grace. God, help us to have your heart. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on and think about how this impacts you, the way you see the world, the way you see people who you consider kind of other, you know, their behaviors, and what would Christ have you do? Till next time, God bless.